On the phone on Static this evening, it is fantastic to have tracked down Xanthi from Primo. How are you feeling?
Hi, yeah, I'm going well.
Are you twiddling your thumbs after putting the Primo album out? Has it been a bit of a frustrating couple of months?
It's been a shame not to be able to do launch shows and stuff, but, you know, we've been writing new material in this time, so that's quite good.
Who would have predicted, Xanthi, that something actually could keep you off the road, huh?
I know. Yeah, totally. Pretty crazy. But, yeah, it's good. We've kind of been spending time just planning how we do want to launch the record and stuff when things open up a bit more.
And also for Primo as well, you're one of those bands that I imagine usually would have so many scheduling conflicts because your members are in other bands as well. And now you've got all the time in the world.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, with Amy and I in another band together, Terry. Like, it hasn't actually been a big issue so far. I don't know, things have kind of worked out in that respect.
And also, it's given you a bit of time, I guess, to look back at what you've achieved as Primo so far as well, because you're onto the second record, and those earliest demos, when I looked back now, are 4 years ago. So,
no, yeah, it's crazy. And, yeah, and we've been playing, Via and I have been playing together for years before that as well, so it's been a long journey.
So when it started out, was it more of a social thing for you, Primo? Was it kind of you getting together with your friends?
So it started out with just Via and I. Like, we'd get together and we'd just improvise at my place when I first moved down to Melbourne about 10 years ago. And then that kind of evolved into, out of those improvisations, I guess, you know, having actually like a set of songs. And yeah, it did. We had Suzanne join us on drums, and it was the first time she'd ever drummed or played in a band or anything, played music at all. So that was kind of fresh. And then after the release of the first record, Amici, Amy, who I play in Terry with, she joined us on bass. So it evolved naturally but slowly in terms of members.
Did you also find, Xanthi, it's that thing where you need to be friends first and bandmates second? Is that the way it's best to work?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, there was no, like, advertising at the local rehearsal studio or anything for bandmates. Yeah, it just came out of friendship, and that's kind of what holds it all together, really.
I guess also having regular rehearsals keeps friendships together as well, because there's that pressure to keep turning up, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that's been really interesting over the years, you know, as we've all gotten busy in different ways with other things. It's like the one thing that, yeah, I'll see you on Tuesday night at practice. It's really good. Yeah.
I also like the fact that on this new Primo album, one of the songs, Best and Fairest, questions what makes a life a rich one, what company will you be keeping? So it's almost like you've been thinking about this or thinking about keeping yourself in check.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a song that was written, I don't know, it's probably quite existential in a way, isn't it? And projecting into the future and kind of looking ahead at like what you'll be doing and what you were doing in the past and where you're at. And the whole album is quite self-reflective in that way.
Yeah, it feels like that too. And like I was saying, you sort of think about the 4 years already that Primo's been going, and it feels like you are always enamoured with making records that sound like it could be you and your bandmates playing live in a room. So there's quite a casual sort of element to the records you've made too.
Yeah, that is probably due to, yeah, the recording process that we've chosen. You know, like pretty lo-fi in terms of just doing it ourselves or with our friend Al Montfort, who has recorded both of our albums, and then the tape we did with another friend, Travis McDonald, at his place. And we've always recorded, yeah, from home studios, and that has been, I don't think we've even really discussed doing it a different way, because that feels like the organic kind of space that we've been writing from.
And it's also that thing where you don't have to watch a clock, you're not in a real studio paying by the minute.
Totally, yeah. It'd be really interesting for Primo to go into a real studio where we're paying, you know, like, it would be interesting to see how the sound differed. But
Your records would just get more frantic. You'd be totally stressed, Xanthi.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that'd be good. We're open to trying new things.
Maybe when you want to make your total Primo punk record, you can go in and pay a lot of money for a studio and have to get it done in half a day or something.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
I also like the fact that for this latest Primo album, in the notes, it says it was recorded across a number of home studios in Melbourne. Does that actually mean home studios or just living rooms?
We recorded the basic tracks in one of my family members' home studio, so with a proper setup, and then the multiple home studios are just doing overdubs in various lounge rooms across Melbourne. But the actual basic tracks were done in a kind of studio space.
And so much of this Primo album still feels quite unhurried and a bit of an exercise in restraint in parts. The opening song, Things to Do, is just voice, one guitar, and a few sort of menacing effects here and there. So are you always conscious of not crowding these Primo songs too much?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's something that we all are quite interested in, I guess, really kind of questioning like the sounds and why they're there and building up from a minimal bass. And I think that the demos for this album were done with that in mind, like very minimal. And then when we got into the studio and we worked them out together as a band, just being conscious of not overcrowding and, yeah, kind of always coming back to that sense of space. And that's something I'd really love to explore more, kind of pushing that the extremes of minimal versus crowded sounds more into our next set of recordings.
I like also, Xanthi, how you've got expansive with some of the arrangements, but also sparingly, because as you mentioned, you're now this four-piece with Amy from Terry joining you on bass, but you've got sort of slight colours here and there, the keyboard lines on Comedy Show and the skronking sax on Rolling Stone and the harmonies on Reverie. So it's almost like you've tentatively put a few extra flourishes in some of the songs.
Yeah, that's a good observation. I guess it's like the suggestion of something is sometimes enough, you know, rather than filling everything out. And yeah, it's kind of like sketching, making a sketch or something. Yeah, that's something that we talk about a lot. And the overdub process was actually, you know, we did the basic tracks in pretty much 2 days, and then the overdub process took like 6 months or something crazy like that. Just kind of like, do we really need that, you know, shaker there? And yeah, it got probably a bit tedious toward the end, but pretty funny.
And Xanthi, despite this album being called Sogni, which is Italian for dreams, it's actually not too daydreamy a record. It feels very visceral. So is the meaning of dreams for this album title a bit of a different one?
Yeah, so I think we were talking about when we started writing the lyrics and sketches for this album, we were talking about we're all kind of going through a lot of change and talking about change and kind of like dreams as in, you know, it's more of a conceptual. I think that the dreams of the title, Sogni, links more to the lyrics than the instrumentation and stuff. It's more kind of like, what do you dream about? What are your dreams? And it's quite abstract. Yeah. <You're> I didn't explain that very well at all. But
no, that's good. Well, you're also, you know, running with a theme as well, because the first Primo album was called Amici, which is Italian for friends. So I don't know, are you working your way through a language learning course or something as well, titling each of these records like this?
Yeah, no. I think the Vio is, her mum's Italian and she grew up when she was a kid in Italy, and I guess we were kind of thinking about the double meanings of some of these Italian words, and like Primo itself means first in Italian, but it kind of has a more kind of westernised meaning in English as like, you know, top or best or whatever. And so we just kind of kept pushing that kind of theme. It's kind of funny and silly, really.
Well, Xanthi, I was going to suggest for album number 3, the only thing I can remember from learning Italian at school is Apri la finestra, which means open the window. So if you're stuck, you're welcome to use that one.
Okay, thanks, Berko. Keep that in mind. That's quite good. That's actually quite good. Yeah, I like that.
Awesome. Look, I really hope we can get to see you play these songs at some point in our lives. So please hang in there.
Thank you.
Keep making plans.
Yeah, we will. We've been brewing up some ideas for, you know, whenever we're allowed to play live again, hopefully soon.
Fingers crossed. We might have a listen to Comedy Show off of Sogni right now. It was great to get you on the phone this evening, Xanthi.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is Primo now on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Bye.